Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2099, recorded on Thursday, the 13th of February, 2020, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm James McGarry and I'm joined by Bridget Cook.
Thank you, James. We'd like to welcome new listener Mrs. Elizabeth East from Heatherset. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox news. Along with the week's news, we have two features, one on a book celebrating 250 years of Gerald and the other looking back at the life of a very special man, Joe Sterling. We also have letters to the evening news along with Information Desk. It is also time for the March edition of Let's Talk, so don't forget to keep listening after the closing announcement of this recording. So let's start with our first news stories that include how a Norfolk family are launching a legal fight for life-saving medicine for their son, and a pop-up stall on the market gets a permanent home. But first, a large fine for a 15-second stop at a zebra crossing.
Callum Stocker, a 21-year-old environmental sciences student at the University of East Anglia, was on his way to drop off his girlfriend, Abby, at an exam when a group of pedestrians crossed the road in front of him at a zebra crossing. Unable to drive on, he told his partner she may as well make use of the compulsory stoppage and get out of the car as they were close to their destination. However, a few days later, his mother, Linda, received a letter at his home from National Parking Enforcement Limited ordering him to pay a £100 charge for parking in a no-stopping zone.
People have been warned not to fall for a cold call scam about loft insulation after an attempt was made to trick a person in Norfolk. Norfolk Trading Standards said a resident who had been called by a man who claimed he was calling about loft insulation that had previously been installed. The man said they needed to visit to do a free inspection for damp and mould. But the resident declined the offer and was told that if they did not accept it, the installer would have no further liability. The resident ended the call and reported it to Trading Standards. A spokesman from Norfolk Trading Standards said, "We always advise to be very wary of any approach made in a telephone cold call and never give or confirm any personal details or agree to someone visiting your home if approached in this manner." They advised people who need advice about cold calling or have agreed to a visit during a cold call to contact Trading Standards through Citizens Advice on their free phone number 0808 223 1133.
A charity pop-up stall selling Norwich City memorabilia has received a big boost, a permanent home on the country's best outdoor market. On the Stall City, which is run by the Bowles family, including award-winning City fan Jacob Bowles, has made sporadic appearances on Norwich Market in recent months, raising funds for the Community Sports Foundation. The stall accepts donations of Canaries collectibles, from old shirts to programmes, which it sells on to benefit the football club's charitable foundation in its work. Up until now, it has solely been run on a pop-up basis with short spells on Norwich Market in the city centre. However, the stall has now been granted a permanent position on the market, which it hopes to take up later in the year. The shop will be based at Stall 13 on Norwich Market, a slightly smaller space than it had previously occupied, but one that will allow the family to trade throughout the year. The stall works on a not-for-profit basis, with all income left for running costs going to the foundation, which is based at the Nest in Horsford.
A heartfelt tribute has been paid after a long-serving member of the Norwich Theatre Royal Pantomime team died. David Carter was well known in the city after working as the musical director of the Panto for the last 10 years, including the recent production of Cinderella, which earned him the affectionate nickname Uncle David from the cast. He had also been the musical arranger since 2006, and in that time was said to have made a lasting impression on those that worked alongside him. Stephen Crocker, Norwich Theatre chief executive, said, "David was not just a wonderful musician and the consummate professional, but also one of the most gentle and humble men I have ever worked with. One of my final conversations with him was about the joy of pantomime, and he gave his talent selflessly to bring joy to others. During his career, he also performed in most of Britain's major theatre and concert venues, including the Royal Albert Hall, the Royal Festival Hall and the London Palladium, where he was part of Bob Hope's 80th birthday celebrations. For more than 20 years, he was musical director for Danny LaRue and also worked regularly with Ken Dodd, as well as accompanying a range of top showbiz names, including Bob Monkhouse, Barbara Windsor and Elaine Page."
A Norwich family is taking legal action after they were refused access to potentially life-saving medical treatment for their 2-year-old boy. Charlie Hughes turned 2 last July and was diagnosed with West syndrome, a rare epileptic condition that causes him to suffer up to 100 spasms per day when he was just 10 weeks old. Since May last year, his parents, Matt and Alison, have been buying cannabis-based medicinal products, CBMPs, from a private doctor in Holland, after doctors confirmed that any treatment that reduces the number of seizures will reduce the damage caused to Charlie's brain. A scan in October confirmed that there is significantly reduced epileptic activity in his brain due to the cannabis-based products, and NHS doctors have accepted that his condition has improved significantly. But the NHS Trust in charge of his care says that guidelines from the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, NICE, on medical cannabis prevent them from prescribing the drugs. The drugs currently being bought from Holland cost Mr. and Mrs. Hughes almost £500 per week, and they are concerned that they will run out of money if they are forced to continue paying for the drugs privately. They have been refused legal aid and so are trying to raise money to pay for their legal challenge through a crowdfunding campaign.
Fundraisers and volunteers for a Norfolk homelessness charity have broken their own record by collecting almost £40,000 in 12 months. Supporters of St Martin's Housing Trust, which helps those who are homeless in Norwich and across Norfolk, gathered at the church rooms in Old Buckenham to hear about the work of the charity and its plans for the coming year. Cheques were handed over for 2 specific events organised by the Old Buckenham 2000 Trust and All Saints Trust Old Buckenham. But the annual fundraising effort also includes collections across South Norfolk, including in Diss, Wyndham and Attleborough.
Now to letters from the Evening News.